radio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
And good morning, a warm good morning and a lovely drizzly, where are we, Dymchurch, just near Romney Marsh, you know, alpacas gambling around. I've shorn a few this morning just to make some socks, because Kath Pickles is in and she's offered to knit me some alpaca socks, haven't you, Kath?
Oh, yes.
Good sure. Morning.
Good morning.
She also comes in laden with preserve. She's got piccalilli, blueberry preserve, which is my one weakness. And also, what's this? Oh, strawberry jam. Lovely. And also, she's got a sweet chilli jam. Lots of things, listener, for us to scoff during the show. And sitting up next to her, we have the very debonair Henry Ward from Squerries over there in Western near Sevenoaks. And he's popped in with a couple of very nice English sparkling bottles under his arm, one for me and one for me. And we will be sampling that later on. There'll be cork popping courtesy of, well, we're not sure, we're going to draw straws as who is dangerous or not dangerous enough to pop that cork, because last week when we had Colin on wine, Dr. John, it was a bit hairy because you nearly dropped the bottle, didn't you, and then it was very fizzy.
It wasn't that fizzy.
We had to give it to the publican to open,
yes,
didn't we?
Did.
Andy Setterfield.
Yes, he did. And he opened it very well, in fact.
Yes. But we've had a lot of interest, obviously, in the preserves and marmalade. Huge excitement about the Kentish produce. And then how many times do you get to introduce a sparkling English wine? I can't remember launching one at all. So that's fantastic. Thank you for turning that off, producer. Producer's just minced in and turned off the aircon.
So we now actually hear each other.
I wonder what that bee was. So talking to Henry about what they've got up their sleeve, they have a fabulous launch, which will be a diary date for you. It's Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of June, if you'd like to be there. And Henry will be telling you all about that and what you can scoff and quaff there and how you can get your paws on one of these bottles. They're very sought after. Then we have Andrea Howardson, do I say? Andrea, hello. Struggling towards the mic.
Good morning, Jill. Hello.
So she's come in bearing lollies. And listener, can you see this? This is amazing, listener. She's made me my very own stiletto shoe, all in, is it Belgian chocolate?
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful and divine. And I'll be tweeting out photos of that later. And we'll, of course, put it on the Scoff Quaff website, which is scoffquaff.co.uk. And we've had some fabulous scoff lollies made, which all of our guests are now going to get, aren't they, Dr. John?
They are indeed, yes.
Had a great night. I must mention, well, it was lunch, actually. It turned into evening. Went to the Alberino Tappers in Broadstairs, who were guests on the show when I was in Spain, I do believe, Dr. John.
Yeah, it was last year, about middle of last year, I think.
So had a great meal. I must say, Dr. John, one of my favourite things was the, what was it? Fennel and chickpea.
Chickpea, yes.
Fennel chips. And chickpea chips. Who knew? Who's ever had a fennel? Hands up if you've ever had a fennel and chickpea chip.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you would?
Where? I think you brought some in, actually.
Oh, when I was in Spain?
Yeah.
Okay. Delicious.
On.
Delicious.
Well, they were lovely, yes. And all his food was lovely, actually.
John, I think we've got a load of tweets. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes. Well, I was just going to mention, actually, I went down to the White Hart yesterday for a meal and tried some of the lovely fish pie again. So thank you very much, Peter and his team, for that.
I seem to have started the wrong thing, so we're going to listen to Chrissy Hynde now.
Okay.
And then I'll talk to you again. I blame Sam behind me.
Well, I think it has more to do with your consumption yesterday than anything.
Possibly.
I got you, babe.
And that was Chrissy Hynde with UB40. And talking of UB40, Riverford Organic are looking for a driver 3 days a week, part-time driver, in the Canterbury sort of triangle area to deliver their beautiful veg. And they do have also a very nice line in sparkling wine, a Prosecco from Italy, which is organic, and beautiful veg. I'm on their asparagus at the moment. So if you're looking, or you know someone that's looking for 3 days' work in the Canterbury area, do get in touch on the Twitter. They are at Riverford_Kent, I believe. Dr. John.
Yes, I thought you were looking a little bit uncomfortable the way you're sitting there on your asparagus.
Asparagus wee. Anyway. The season of asparagus wee.
Yes, we've had lots of the people tweeting in.
We have.
We've had Mr. Harry Kovar, who's been on the show a couple of times, and even compared a show, hasn't he?
Yes, I think he's going to be doing another one, and he was the one that told me about Alberino Tatter.
Yes, that's right. And we've had at Flix...
Flances,
yes. Yeah. Right.
Little Cakes, I believe.
Yes, they're nice. It does sort of homemade baking business.
Yeah.
We've also had, of course, had the Chocolate Angels been tweeting.
And we've had Sweet Cheeks.
Yes,
Stefani. Yeah. Now, what's her real name? Sweet Cheeks. Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie, I think.
Because we have Stefano from Faversham that comes on sometimes as well. Also, Elmcourt Farmers Market are demanding their chocolate lollies.
Yes, I will send one back with Kathy and hope she doesn't eat.
Perhaps we need to give her three.
Yeah.
for the journey.
Because I'm sure Steve wants his lolly.
Be in trouble if I don't bring.
We've had at Wine in Tunbridge Wells. That's I think probably following on Squirries. And we've also had Wine 8 Guru.
Guru of
wine. Wine Guru.
He's wine.stylinghub.com, and I'm following him now. We've got basically a lot of wine groupies on the show today.
Yes, well, that's following on from our one of our guests.
Aylesford Farmers Market, hello to you guys. Beth Smogador, hi to you. Another guy, Jomius Caglioni. He's fine wine, craft beer, food and natural living. Does that mean he's naked when he tweets?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm going to follow him. He sounds like fun.
Or you would do, wouldn't you?
Dr. John, have you got any news for me before I talk to Henry?
Yes, well, I've got some interesting news about salt intake, which has apparently fallen by 15% and the death rate from heart attacks and strokes by 40%. And this is all because over the last few years, the salt has been reduced in our processed foods, because most of the salt we take in, which is far more than we actually need, 75% of it comes from processed foods, 10% from the salt that we actually add, and the rest from naturally, for about 15% from the actual natural content of salt in foods. And apparently bread is the biggest contributor to that, or has been over the years, as well as breakfast cereals, cheese, meat, and especially bacon, which I love.
You do, but is there anything you don't really love?
Well, exactly. It's rather like you and Prosecco and Carver.
Possibly, but now I'm into English sparkling wine, you know.
Oh, yes.
From Squirries. My one weakness.
Oh, not another one weakness. That's about, what, 654, I think, if I remember rightly. Anyway, so basically, over the last 10 years, the amount of salt has been reduced considerably in our diet, and this is obviously a good example of how prevention can actually make significant inroads on the NHS bill, because it's reduced the number of heart attacks and strokes in the country by 18,000 as a consequence of only about a 15% drop in salt intake. So keep up the good work.
Quelle horreur. That sounds very... I use something called, Dr. John, I use something called Herbamare.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is sort of made in some Swiss mountain somewhere, and it's herbs with a little bit of
Yes, well, I get some stuff from Bud the Balkans, which is called... I forgot what it's called.
Dr. Spock?
No. It's basically the same. It's like sort of vegetable salts rather than artificial salts.
Mm. Something else I enjoyed at Alberino's yesterday in Broadstairs. Hey, I love Broadstairs because I haven't been for ages, and it was really nice. I asked for a brandy, I seem to remember, at the end of the meal.
Only one?
You know they bring those little orange liqueurs round. What are they, Henry? Come on. Henri, you must know. Those little orange liqueurs. Snappy things.
Cointreau?
Possibly. So I found myself having that, and then I said, brandy, it's my birthday. And he gave me this amazing brandy. I was a little bit worse for wear by then, and didn't ask what it was. I must ring him. In fact, ring him now. And then I remembered at 3 o'clock this morning when I was drinking my pint of water, and I got up, tripped over the dog, who was snoring by the bed, and I remembered ordering another brandy after that because it was so nice, and that was my downfall, Henry.
Well, was that after the dog incident, or...
No, in the restaurant,
pleased
to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went paddling on Joss Bay Beach in the rain, but it was my birthday, you can do that, can't you?
Embarrassing her son, no doubt.
Yes.
He wouldn't go with you, would he?
He wouldn't
I
paddle.
I wonder why.
Oh, he said his trainers were too posh or something, it's ridiculous. I haven't brought him up like that.
Couldn't have been because you were actually teetering on the edge of the water, could it?
Possibly. But anyway, what I'm going to do, because I completely messed up the beginning and played my song before Henry, I'm not going to play another song because it will eat into the show. I'm going to play two beautiful ads, and then we're going to announce the opening with a beautiful champagne cork that I've prepared specially for Henry Ward, from Square Is. So he's going to pour it. So two little ads, and then we're off with Henry, and he's going to tell us all about it.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
And now for a very special champagne cork, and ready for Henry. Woo! Go, Henry. So everybody listener, put your ears over your head. Please don't point it at me.
Right, here we go. Come on, togs away.
Come on,
togs
Henry.
Whoa!
And it's effervescent, let's just say that. I don't know if we've got a video going.
Quite bumpy roads in this part of Kent, you know. Don't obviously get the...
Look, Henry, poor producer was very shocked behind you, wondering how much damage has been done. I've caught the cork, Henry.
Yeah, well done. Well
yes.
done. Yes.
Well done. In my mouth. So, let's just run through. Now, Henry Ward, I met, I went down for a lovely afternoon tea with Dr. John, and I consumed a couple of bottles of this beautiful English sparkling wine, and it just looks lovely. Dr. John, tell us what your version of it was, because we were talking about it on the way home, how beautiful it tastes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry.
Sure you can recall it.
Thank you. Yes, no, I can recall. It's lovely, actually. Lovely, sweet, lovely, flowery sort of essence to it. It really
and
was lovely.
And soft, we
yes,
thought, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, it was.
Now, Andrea's having a little swig while Dr. John snaffles his. Pass the mic over. Andrea, what do you feel about this?
I think
this?
It's lovely, yeah. It's not too dry.
Beautiful, isn't
that's
it?
That's what I liked about it, because I don't like it too dry.
No. So, Henry is, now he's sniffing. What flavours are you getting from that sniff, Henry?
Well, you get a nice, nutty start to the nose, and then on the palate, the fruit comes through, and that's what we love. I have to say that Claire and I have been drinking a lot of this over the last couple of years.
Claire's your lovely wife.
Claire is my lovely wife, who has been drinking a lot of this. We've been taking
such
some
a hard
off the leaf.
Life.
It is a you've got to sample all the way through, and it's been great to sample just as the balance comes through over the last couple of months, and ready for the celebration.
Where did you get this eureka moment? Were you sort of on holiday somewhere drinking, or how did you get this idea to start growing your own and bottling your own sparkling wine?
Well, it was actually on honeymoon when...
How long ago was this?
Well, that was 10 years ago,
okay.
2004.
Have you got two sprogs?
No, four.
Four, four. Have you?
I've been busy, George.
I saw two, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's... I mean, there's sort
keep
of
the line.
Feral children everywhere.
Keep the line, yeah, that's right.
But we're on honeymoon, and I called home, called to Dad, and he said that there was a champagne house that was wanting to come to visit Squarries, and they came and visited in 2004, and they absolutely loved the terroir at Squarries, the North Downs, the south facing slope.
Terroir.
The terroir. It's what the French call the terroir, it's the soil, it's the rock, it's the aspect, it's the microclimate. And we negotiated with them for about 4 or 5 months, and actually in the end they pulled out, probably because they were French, we were English. And in 2005, we were a bit gutted about the whole thing. Then my father, who's been farming for 50 years, just said, well, let's just crack on and do it ourselves. So,
what's your father's name?
John. And so we planted the vineyard in 2006. Famously, well, certainly in our family, when the first vine went in, Dad said, now starts the long, thirsty wait. And it's been pretty long and thirsty because the vines have taken about 3 or 4 years to mature. The first fruit came off in 2009, and we took our first reserve in 2010. That's what we're drinking right now. It's 2010. It's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and it's spent some time, quite a long time, on the lees, and now 2014, we're just ready to release our first vintage.
So has this been a huge sort of learning curve for you? He's sipping, listening, and I must say, the bouquet and the smell of it is absolutely fresh, fruity, gorgeous, and it's got a lovely colour, hasn't it? Describe the colour to me.
It's a straw, light straw. It's very delicate, and actually that's one of the words. It's quite feminine, quite delicate. It's we're incredibly proud.
So you should be. So have you had a steep learning curve to learn that, or you had experts helping you? And
well, we have. Actually, as I said, my father's a farmer, and so he's been growing for the last 50 years.
What sort of stuff does he grow?
Well, we've got a mixed farm, so we've got dairy and we've got arable at home. But he went off to college. He went to Plumpton College to do a viticulture course and to learn all about growing. So he's been the person who's been in the vineyard.
Usually hands-on dad,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And be loving it, and then actually has made our winemaker is Henna's winery down near Eastbourne. So it's been a steep learning curve for me to go down and sort of watching him make the wine over the last 4 years.
Mm. And have you done anything like tread grapes with your bare feet?
No, I'm not sure the aroma would be as delicate if that was if that was the case.
I've heard your feet are fairly clean from Claire.
Well, yeah. So, odd occasion.
So, Kath, you're a connoisseur. What are you getting from this wine flavour-wise? You've been sipping it throughout the show.
I've only had one little sip, but it is very nice. It's lovely.
I don't believe that.
I have.
You did pass it to me quite a bit, didn't you?
Yes. You've drunk most of it.
So what flavours are you getting? Are you getting the fruit flavours? Mm. She's having another sip, listener. Come on, Henry.
Yes, I'm not sure what fruit I'm getting there, Henry.
Well, so it's
it is fruity.
One of the things about
I love the silence on radio, don't you, Dr. Johnson?
One of the things about the whole project is it's just been getting to know what our specific terroir is, what the taste of the wine is, and one of the things which we've been realising is that there's this Cox apple which comes in, which is well balanced with the sort of the nutty flavours on the palate at the start. And actually it was a Cox vineyard before. It grew really famous Cox fruit at Squarries for 100 years or so.
Is Cox the one that you can shake and it rattles?
Yeah, well, I think something like that. Well, it was actually the Cox vineyard was out of commission about 30 years ago. So we're recreating this, this history. It's kind of fantastic.
Well, that's really good to know. Now, tell us about your celebration, because we've had a little taste, Dr. John and I, of the cakes that your beautiful. Remind me the lady's name that made those amazing scones and cakes.
The Courtyard Cafe.
And what was her lovely name?
Tanya,
yeah, amazing,
I mean, unbelievable. So she's based in Westrum. The celebration is all about releasing the vintage, and what we wanted to do is to have this great occasion at Squarries, which is a beautiful place to be. When we've moved in, it's been closed for a couple of years, so it's a great opportunity for people to come back and experience the garden, etc. But we also wanted to bring in a whole load of artisan producers, and so the Courtyard Cafe with the cakes will be there. We've got
Kent Fine Foods,
Kent
lovely
Fine
Matthew Kearsey Lawson. He's marvellous.
Yeah, and we've got Potash Farm, the Cobnuts guys, Flick Fancies with the sausage rolls, Hot Face Sauces, and Wild Food Company, etc.
Oh, I could murder a sausage roll now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's going to be a lot of murdering going on the 20th and 21st of that sort of thing. And
Oil and Flour.
Yeah, absolutely, they're there. And we've got we're just wanting to put on a party, and we've got the Western Brewery who are going to be there as well. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary, and we're building a brewery for them. And we just wanted to have a celebration share the joy and share the celebration. So it's the 20th and 21st of June. It's
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. It's £8 at the door. For that, you get a taste of the Squarey sparkling wine, you get a taste of the Western beer, a third of a pint of that, and we've got a master tea blender there as well, so you get a free cup of tea.
Now, remind me his name. Was
friends.
That Blends for Friends?
Alex Proben.
Brilliant. A real expert there.
Yeah.
As well. Your Western brewery, remind me of that lovely man's name, because I met him.
Robert Wicks.
Yes. Now, doesn't he do a gluten-free beer?
Yeah, I think he does.
He does, yeah, which does, is yeah. pretty unusual. And we need to get hold of him, Dr. John, because...
I've already buttonholed him. He's on my list, and he said he'd like to come on when they open the brewery in October, I think it is.
Fabulous.
The brewery is actually
opening. So you're closely involved with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're building a brewery for him. So he's going to come in as a tenant at Squarey's.
Excellent. Yeah. That's brilliant. Now, I've got some other people that are here. Wild Food, is that company or camping?
Wild Food Company, so a guy called Kai, he's actually been, and he's been to shoot some deer in the woods at Squarey's, and he shoots most of his own stuff, and so it's sort of venison and pigeon and sort of foraging.
I do love a seared pigeon breast, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
How many acres have you got?
It's about 2,500 acres.
Wow, that's huge, because I saw the lake. The lake is big, isn't it?
Yeah.
How big is that, do you know?
Oh, I don't know, but it's...
How long does it take you to swim across?
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be de-dredging it. That is the big thing. We're just really, you know, it's a beautiful place.
So with your kids, when you've got a lake growing up, how do you sort of watch that they don't get stuck in a lake, or do you just give them boundaries and tell them they mustn't go? Or?
You just say to them, "Don't go in the lake." Yeah,
because you're crying.
We open the doors, and we're lucky enough to be so close to London. But actually, you can open the doors, and they love it. They disappear for an hour at a time.
I bet. Yeah.
That's the way.
I always brought my kids up with ponds and people. And when I sold my house, the people had a baby and they filled the pond in, and I just thought it was mad. Because my kids were always brought up playing with frogs and putting them on boats and, you know, that sort of stuff, playing. And I think every kid should have a pond. But yours have a lake. One-upmanship going on. Do you have fish in your lake?
Yeah, we used to. We used to stock it for rainbow trout. But there's a few. I reckon there's probably one or two really big ones now that have eaten everybody else. But
sort of things are they? Carpy?
Yeah, I think there's a few rainbow trout around, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and do you fish and things as well?
Well, it was when I grew up. It was a bit of a Huckleberry Finn existence. Actually, I went out with a fishing rod, and I do. I do a bit of trout fishing, salmon fishing. Yeah, when I get the chance.
So you haven't got long to go. It's a couple of weeks. So if people want to get in touch with Henry and find out more about this fabulous day, which is the 20th and 21st. We advise them to look at 3ws.squareys, and I'm going to spell this, make sure I get it right, S for sugar, Q, U, E, R, R, Y, E, S, celebration.com. Go on to there and they'll find out lots of information, no doubt. And also, are you thinking that people will come and families and just spend the day and...
Yeah, that's right.
Eat, drink and be merry.
Exactly that. So hopefully, you know, who knows, it's going to be... Might be a nice day. I had a look at the long-term weather forecast, because we get that with farming, and it said there was going to be sleet on the high ground.
You're joking.
On that day. No, this, for real, absolutely for real, 20th of June. But but assuming there is nice weather, people come and bring a rug, bring the family. We've got a lot on for the kids.
Yeah.
So we've got a theatre company who are doing a 35-minute production of open-air production of Alice in Wonderland. And the idea is for grown-ups to be able to... enjoying themselves, adults to have a drink of in the bubbly tent, and for the kids to run wild.
And Dr. John, you'll be on holiday, but I will be there with my roving mic.
Unfortunately, I will be. I've got to go to a wedding in France.
I'll try and snaffle some English sparkling into my handbag. Don't tell Henry. So I'll be there with my roving mic. So if you see me there, I'll wear something bright and have my scoff lollies with me, and we'll be going around and doing some interviews. What about music? Got any music playing, or are you singing?
Fortunately not. That would be a massively horrible thing. No, we've got a local guy called Adam Webb Wed, who's coming in with some friends, so there's going to be some music going on as well. Yeah.
Brilliant. Fantastic. I really look forward to it. Tanya's cakes are amazing, aren't they, Dr.
Yeah, well, they were superb. Scones were absolutely divine.
I just want to put a shout in for that, because we, on 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock on both the Friday and Saturday, we're having what we're calling an afternoon tea, which is a glass or two or three of bubbly. The teas from Alex Probin and the cakes from the courtyard, Tanya's cakes, and so that would be well worth doing, and you can book that online at thesquarriescelebration.com.
Fabulous. For now, thank you very much, Henry, and we look forward to seeing you there, and everybody get down there and come and meet the SCOFF team and all the producers that they've got there. I mean, just to go and see Matthew Kearsey Lawson, going to play Dawn Penn. And it's a nice little reggae number from my past. And after that, we're going to be talking to Andrea about her chockies. So here's a little bit of reggae for you.
No, no, no.
And that was a little bit of reggae, which I thought sounded fab last night when I was putting myself to bed after one too many birthday brandies. We're now going to speak to someone who's going to bring a bit of decorum into the studio with chocolate. Now, we all like a bit of chocolate, don't we? And we discovered this lady when we had a guest on the Business Bunker. Can you remember, Andrew?
Yes, it's Rebecca Robertson.
Rebecca Robertson was on with Paul Andrews, who is on today at 1 o'clock. And she brought us in some beautiful white chocolate lollies with our SCOFF logo on, and I was very impressed. So we've asked Andrea Howardson to come into the studio, and she hails from Maidstone. And on the Twitter, she's at xchocolateangel, and she is an angel. And the website is www.thechocolateangel.co.uk. Andrea, how long have you been making these beautiful... And thank you also for my birthday stiletto. I've got a whole stiletto shoe to eat, to chomp my way through.
You're very welcome, Jules. I've been just concentrating on chocolate since October. I did make cakes for a few years before, but I love the scientific side of chocolate. And it's quite versatile, the different things that you can do with it. And people think, you know, chocolate is a generic product and just comes in a bar, but it's great fun. I love my job.
How do you get this beautiful flavour, not too sweet? Because I notice, let's not mention any names, but Cadbury's. Lately, you know, since it was brought by Kraft, wasn't it? And it's got very waxy... To me, now, there's a big difference in the taste, which I sort of thought would happen.
I think it's partly to do with the cocoa solids and that. And the milk chocolate that I use has about 33% cocoa solids. Dairy milk is only 26% and Galaxy is 25%. So
very low.
The chocolate that I use is a Belgian chocolate, which is a blend of chocolates from all over the world. And again, there are literally hundreds of different types of chocolates from different countries, different heights, altitudes and things, where they're grown, the different type of cocoa plant that's used. It's just such a variation in flavour.
And the white chocolate one, would that be sort of more fattening if it's white chocolate? Would it be more sugary or...
It's just that it doesn't include as much of the cocoa solids. So yes, it's more cocoa butter in there and the milk.
Now, if there are any businesses listening, number one, I would recommend that they contact Anthony Bridle, who's been on the show. That's at Bridle IP for protection of your brand and, retaining your brand and everything like that. He's a lawyer. But looking at the branding on here, I love this whole idea. So how do you do that? Do you have to buy a machine?
Yes, it's... it's a similar process to printing on icing that people use. So it's an edible ink printer, which is printed onto special transfer sheets. And then I hand temper the chocolate, and the melted chocolate is left to set on the transfer sheet, and it just picks up the print.
Really, really beautiful. And so this is your passion. So do you make this at home, or are you in a factory?
Yeah,
well,
it's at home, a home-based business. Something I do when the children are at school.
But I'm just opening this. This one is the bar.
That's mint, yeah.
Talk me through this. I'm going to smell it first.
Okay, so this does feature other chocolates that I don't make. This is what we call Minty Mayhem, and it's a slab of milk chocolate which has after eights hidden in the middle and is topped with mint, matchmakers and Aero.
You see, I recommend this when one's had a birthday and one's having English sparkling wine from Squarey's in Westerham. I think this is...
Sugar fix.
Probably what I need, don't you?
The only thing is that milk chocolate is not the best thing to drink with sparkling wine.
Oh,
just
never stop me.
The sweetness of it can make the wine taste a little bit more acidic.
Really? Tastes lovely. So the inside of this, dare I mention it's a little bit like an Aero?
Yes, there is Aero on it, yeah.
Okay, and are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to...
Well, because it's featured. But I think that's kind of the way we get around it a little bit, is that it's a milk chocolate slab featuring Aero and matchmakers.
Let's pass this chocolate round and let everybody try a little snaffle if they'd like to. Cass, can you pass me my glass again so I can... I need to test whether it's ruined the flavour.
I have heard some excuses, but that must take the candle.
Let me try. First of all, I'm going for the nose. The nose is still just as good. I've got Sam in the studio, and I'm just going to... If it goes quiet, can someone talk while I sit? Come on, keep telling me about your business.
Oh, I've gone blank. Okay, so what I am moving towards that I am really enjoying playing with flavours is the truffles and the filled chocolates. I know I bought some in this morning. There's a lemon and lavender chocolate in there, which is one of my favourites at the moment.
Just put the bottle back.
Sorry. Pineapple caramel, which is delicious. It tastes a little bit like pineapple upside down pudding to me.
My verdict, listener, is that with the chocolate, I feel if I were lying on a chaise longue, which I've got at home, if I can get the dog off the chaise longue, that's perfect. A bottle of Squarey's, sparkling white brut, with a slab of... I mean, I think, actually, I contradict you. I think it goes very well with the mint.
No, I'm happy to be contradicted.
Possibly I could eat that whole stiletto, too. So, what are your plans for your business?
So, at the moment, I do sort of craft fairs. I do a farmer's market on the second Saturday of every month at Millbrook Garden Centre in Gravesend. And I have a retailer at the moment stocking some of my bits, which is Browns of Bexley in Bourne Road in Bexley Village. So ideally, if anybody else would like to stock some chocolate and would like me to drop off some samples and things for them, then just contact me and let me know. And then the truffles is going to be a monthly thing that I will be doing, a bit like a chocolate club.
Mm.
So making truffles and filled chocolates once a month that will get sent out.
So we can join your chocolate club?
Yes.
Okay, so how do we do that? Go on your website?
Okay, it's not on there yet, but yes, within the next few weeks it will be on the website.
Okay, I think I will be one of your first members.
Thank you, Jill.
But I would say I'm just snaffling my glass again just to try, because I find when you've had chocolate it makes you very thirsty. Do you find that?
That's a good excuse.
Can you find that?
Yes, yes.
Luckily Dr. John's driving home.
Unfortunately, she doesn't need any excuses.
It'd be quite nice to have it on tap, actually.
What, chocolate? Chocolate fountain with squirries sparkling wine.
No, yeah, the squirries. It's lovely.
Yeah, I think it's lovely. I'm sure your kids are in seventh heaven. Are they chocoholics?
Yes, my daughter especially. My son does like it, and they're very good. But yes, my daughter, they have a cupboard for rejects. So anything reject goes in the cupboard, and then they know they're allowed to eat that.
But I've got a cupboard at home that could have some of your rejects, possibly. I have. That's brilliant. I'm just going to do a little... champagne cork, and then we're going to play a bit of a bit more reggae. I was definitely in a reggae mood, and then we're going to be talking to Cass Pickles, learning all about the preserves. So hang on to your hat. Woo! As we pop another cork, and we're going to have a little bit of Susan Cadogan, and it hurts so good. Dr. John, what would you like to say?
Well, I was just going to announce about sponsors this
week, who are they?
Elm Court Farmers Market, which is the first Sunday every month.
And thank you to them.
Yes, thank you Steve and his merry men. And they have their next one is obviously on the 1st of June, and it's their will be their second birthday. It's 9:30 to 1:30, and it's at the Elm Court Garden Centre, formerly Wyvale. And this week they're celebrating Kent Farmers Market Month and drawing the first winner of their new raffle, which is a £100 prize worth of vouchers to be spent in the market. They have over 35 stalls, and so please go along. And the free pitch this week for their charity show is a local organisation of Taste of Kent winners at the market.
Thank you very much, Dr. John. And now a little bit of Susan Cadogan.
Please.
And that was Catherine, Susan Cadogan, actually. And Catherine's Pickles. Or Susan's Pickles and Catherine Cadogan singing Hurt So Good. I really don't know. Something reggae. That took me back. Did you remember that song?
Vaguely.
Oh, so vaguely. Your 70s were a blur, were they?
No, I was too young.
Okay. Tell me about your pickles, and because I remember when we had you on the show last time, your marmalade, and thank you very much, and you brought me another lovely big marmalade.
I have. I've got your Seville and ginger.
I do like it, and the little dash of ginger. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
I tend to have marmalade at weekends, because I think we're in a rush in the week. But Saturday and Sunday always have full works, English breakfast, little bit of squarey sparkling English wine, and
marmalade.
Yes. So tell us how you got into this, for those who didn't listen to you last time, Kath.
Oh, goodness.
How did you start getting your cauldron of marmalade going?
Something I always... I've always made my own preserves anyway. And then when I finished nursing, I thought, well, I'll start mixing different flavours, different combinations, make things a bit more interesting. Then had an opportunity to sell at a local farmer's market.
Which one?
That was in Tunbridge.
Okay.
I now sell at Elm Court and Aylesford Farmer's Market, so I'll be there on Sunday. And I've branched out now into chutneys, preserves, jellies, relishes.
Piccalilli.
Piccalilli. I've brought my piccalilli for
and
you to taste.
Sweet chilli jam. I have a bit of a thing about sweet chilli.
That's a new one, yes. It's not as hot as some, but it's it does have some heat in it.
You've got red peppers in here.
Red peppers, listener. Red chillies.
Sweet paprika.
Yep.
Paprika.
Sugar and vinegar.
White wine vinegar.
White wine vinegar.
Fabulous. Have you ever done anything with harissa? Harissa is my new one weakness.
No.
Along with squarey sparkling English.
Do you know? We'll have to try. Yeah.
Do you know harissa?
Yes.
Because I have a thing about. In fact, I might have one this evening. It's very good when you've been partying. Chopped onions, tuna, and a smear of harissa in a sandwich. Henry, fabulous. Hits the spot. So I'm going to have one tonight on my chaiselong with a bottle of berries.
Interesting.
But I'm thinking you could do a sweet chili with a swirl of harissa, or even marmalade with a swirl of harissa. I don't know.
I've had marmalade with chilli in, and that's interesting.
We had some guests, didn't we? Berry and Shrub, Dr. John.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me a, was it fig and something?
I think it was, I can't remember.
Really nice. And I've been eating that with some Canterbury cheeses, and
nice.
Cheeses of Kent, cheesemakers of Canterbury.
The jams I've brought, there's a strawberry rhubarb and vanilla and a traditional strawberry one. And all the jams, they go very well with... soft cheeses like camembert brie, also pâtés. The chilli jam is lovely with grilled halloumi.
I do love a zorba every now and then. And that's the squeaky cheese, isn't it? As you
yes,
chew it, it
yes,
makes you squeak. Andrew's on my way, so she's nodding. we can have a squeaking cheese party. So, what is your day like when you go to these farmers? What time do you have to get up to these markets?
They start at 9:30, so we're pretty much set up by 9:00, preferably earlier. And ideally for the market stallholders to get there by the latest at 8:30, so that we can set up so there's no injury to anybody. The days are great fun, actually. It's a lovely atmosphere. There's fantastic produce. There's hot food, sit-down area for lunch, eating, which my husband seems to do quite a lot on the market days.
happy husband. Does he help in the making?
He does, yes, and he's very good at helping with the actual market and promoting and doing all my Twittering for me, or tweeting.
Tweeting.
Tweeting. Yeah.
He was obviously promoting very well when I was there the other week, because I couldn't find him anywhere.
He was probably eating
scoffing,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Scoffing, yeah.
And are you at Squarey's on the 21st or 20th?
Might try and get there on the 20th, actually. That'd be lovely.
Yeah. Come along. Join the party.
Kath batting her eyelashes at Henry.
It's working.
I'm actually rubbing his knee now.
Yeah, all right.
Henry has,
that's enough.
Henry has succumbed, so she's got a little slot there. How hard is it though for, so what about your labelling? Who does your labelling?
I do it.
Okay, you do that yourself?
Yeah, I do everything on the computer, and I hand label it at night.
Now, are we, this is what you do in the evening, lovely,
yep.
I should be watching Happy Valley tonight and you'll be
labelling.
I should be on my chaise longue with sparkling English and some chocolate and watching Happy Valley. I don't know if you've seen it, it's very scary. But how can people get hold of you?
They can contact me on Facebook, that's at on Great Preservations, Cathy's Pickles on Twitter. My details are all on all my jars, or they can contact me via Kent Farmers Market Association.
Am I allowed to read out this phone number, or will you get stalked?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so it is 01732 359 458, and this is, I'm reading off the blueberry one, which sounds lovely. Blueberry fresh lemon juice, liquid pectin. What is a liquid pectin? I don't know.
It's an apple based liquid, because the blueberries have a very low pectin content, so they won't set very well on their own, so the lemon juice together with the pectin gives it a good set.
Brilliant. So if you want to meet the fabulous Kath and all her pickles and preserves...
plenty of chutneys there too.
I do love a chutney. You can see her at the Elm Court Farmers Market, and many thanks, as Dr. John says, for sponsoring us on this show. It's Sunday the 1st of June, this Sunday. It's the it's their second birthday, and they're open from 9.30 to 1.30. And we're going to go over in a minute to Dr. John, who's going to tell us who's on the show next week. Will he know or won't he? And he's also going to just give us a little roundup of stuff. But to go back to the Elm Court Farmers Market, it is at the Elm Court Garden Centre, which was formerly the Wyvale, Capstan Road, Gillingham, and it's ME73JQ. And as Dr. John said, they've got a raffle, which is a minimum of £100. And you get £100 worth of vouchers to spend at the market. So take your bags for life. And there's 35 plus stalls. Doctor, thank you for that, Cathy.
You're very
welcome.
And
while
thank
we
you.
Have another drink, let's all top up our glasses, Henry. He's not slack, though. He pours it out. I do like a, I do like a man with a, you know, flexible elbow.
There's a few drivers here.
Dr. John,
had the fat carrot tweeted in as one of our guests in the past.
She's not at all fat.
No, I know she isn't. She's lovely. Isn't she?
And she's not carroty.
No. She just wears an orange suit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She dresses up as a goose. Or
yes, and she did dress
pretty strange, with orange stilettos.
Yeah. Anyway, she has a supper club coming up this weekend, which is at the Taste Buds in Offham. Tickets are £28, got from the website, and 20% of it goes to Spade Works, a charity. We've also
topping up while you talk, Dr. John.
Bess Mogadon Four. She's a welcome to her. She's a European dishes and cakes, all with a twist.
Mm. And little Russian ones, are they?
I'm not sure. They're European, she says. So, we've also had Sweet Cheeks _SC, who is a businesswoman. So thank you very much for tweeting in. And I haven't heard about Niyama _Smiles. Who is, and also Crepe in My Face, who have been guests on the show.
I've got to rebrand them. I love them dearly. Yeah. Quelle horreur.
And of course, Sam's Slim Sam's Cakery, who was on a couple of weeks ago. That's Sammy Patel.
She's been experimenting with more new slimline cakes. I've had a tweet in on the Jewel Sirkin, which is from Scarlet by the Sea. She's a journalist with the Kent Regional News and Media, which is where I write my business column every week, which is Faversham, Canterbury, Whitstable and Herne Bay. My business column this week I pulled, actually, because I was not given freedom of speech. So
was it anything to do with your birthday?
No. It was about someone that ordered a Renault van. Can't mention the Renault van. But,
oh, I see. Yeah.
Customer service for Renault was not good. And my lovely Riverford ladies ordered a van. It wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Yes, I was writing about it, but I pulled it because I was asked to cut bits of it. And I had a little paddy. John, not like me at all.
No, not like me. It's obviously as a result of other things that were consumed, presumably, over the
weekend. No, nothing at all to do that. But Scarlet by the Sea, as some of you know, in my column, I've been fighting the cause for the Whitstable Market, which is in Gorrell Tank. It's every Thursday. It was the Gorrell Tank, and the council and Southern Water closed it, and it's still closed, and there's no work going on at all.
Surprise, surprise.
So we've done a couple of front page spreads, and I'm pleased to say that they found a new site for the market, and it's in the papers. I'm just going to have a look. I think, off the top of my head, it's going to be...
Well, it was, I don't know whether it's permanent there, but it was at the rugby club in Whitstable, wasn't it?
Yes, but they're now, I'm reading it. Come on, keep talking, Dr. John.
Well, they moved there temporarily, didn't they, because the council sort of closed it all off and then promptly didn't do anything and still haven't done anything, and that was nearly a month ago.
Yeah, so Steve Bamber, who's the chair of the National Market Traders Federation, has said the temporary home is going to be in Tankerton in the car park just near you.
Oh, just right next door to us.
Shuffle away, yeah. Dr. John. With
there's no excuse for not turning up then.
With your bag for life.
Yeah, well, they've got lovely vegetables there. And they're a nice bunch, actually, because I used to do a stall there myself.
Sam, how do I get back onto the Twitter from that? I've got Sam loafing about in the background at Steve Fast Friends. I don't really know. Anything else going on, Dr. John? You've got 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes.
Who's on the show next week?
There's Bob and Howard from Kent Farmers Markets are going to be on, and we will have our friends here, Squarries, as sponsors, along with Tunbridge Farmers Market. So, yes, good show.
Who was it again? Because I wasn't concentrating. I was
looking
at Sam's
leg. No, you never
leg.
Do concentrate. Bob and Howard from the Kent Farmers Market.
Ah, now that will be interesting. Yeah. Now, I met them when I was interviewing Michelle Roux, you know, Michelle Roux Jr.
I gather he's going to be on Shipborne again.
Yeah, he loves me, darling. He loves me. He's going to come on the show. We're bosom buddies now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could see that from the photograph.
He is a charming man.
That wasn't the one where you were rearranging yourself, was it?
No, not at all. I think he was rearranging me. But do you know what his favourite meal was, if you remember? It was a real chicken that his wife cooked him, a proper, good quality, what we call a happy chicken on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Samuel. Samuel's got my Twitter back for me. And that was one of the after he did the marathon. I thought it was great from a chef,
yes,
home cooked by his wife.
Mm. Well, you are. You see, chefs like to have food cooked for them as well.
Have you got
Have
you got a petit morceau for us to read out?
Petit morceau. No, I've run out. Oh, one more. Actually.
Come
yes.
on.
Yes, it was actually... about wine at Marks and Spencer's.
There's a
change. Apparently Marks and Spencer's now brings Japanese wine to the high street. The Merlot goes with beef, Sauvignon Blanc and chicken. You can dine on sushi. It's not so easy to find, but it's a perfect wine for accompaniment. So it's interesting that they're actually starting to bring Japanese wine. I didn't even realise it existed. I thought it was all, you know,
wasabi wine,
sake and all that sort of stuff. So there you are. If you want some Japanese wine, you can go to Marks and Spencer's and they will supply it at a price, I'm sure.
Coming in June, we have Colin Harkness, who's our Spanish wine expert. And I think we're going to try and get him and Henry Ward from Squarries on together. They could have a little duel, couldn't they, on air?
Yeah, we could have a sparkling wine off. That'd be good. I'm up for that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's
I'll take on champagne as well. Seriously.
June the 17th.
Yeah.
It's just the Tuesday before your show.
I remember when I got married, Henry, that my husband, it's on the video, we spread out onto Tankerton Slopes. We got off our bus. Done all the, you know, the deed and everything. We've spread out and we had...
We don't want to know that.
We'd been to the registry office. I'd hung the sheet out the window with the blood on. And then my...
Too much information.
On the video, my new husband, says to everyone, this is on Tankerton Slopes, sparkling by the sea, lovely cotton tablecloth and all that. And he says to everyone, do help yourself to some sham carver. but I mean, Henry, it's true, isn't it? You can get the nicest wines. They don't have to be champagne, do they?
No, they don't. And actually, the Champenois reckon that the best sparkling wine outside champagne comes from England. They've been starting to say that for the last 5 to 10 years. And
well, I said when we came round to you the other week, that was one of the nicest sparkling wines I've tasted, and it beat virtually every champagne I've ever tasted. Mm. I do drink champagne, but I'm not a great champagne lover. I'd much rather a good sparkling white wine.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Really.
Well, thank you.
It is. It's beautiful. We said it all the way home, didn't we?
We did.
We talked about nothing
else.
Well,
you talked about nothing else because you'd had several bottles by the way.
Well, I was on the naughty table. I mean, I wasn't allowed
on the table. That was even before you started drinking.
I know. Why Sam put me on that table, I've no idea. Andrea?
I just don't know, where will we be able to buy it from?
Yes, a good question.
Okay, yeah, Liz. So, at the celebration, that is the chance to buy it. We've got very small quantities, and we're not retailing for the 2010 vintage. It's all direct sales. So, celebration all about coming along, having a taste, and if you like it, come and buy some.
So www.squarriescelebration.com, and you'll probably find that our guests today, Andrew and Kath, will be wheedling their way into the celebration in some form or other. And Dr. John?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Henry, I mean, do we have an idea of the price?
Yeah, so the price is going to be £28 for single bottles, and for ordering six bottles or over, it'd be £25 a bottle.
Okay.
That's a no-brainer.
Well, you'll have to put a crate on the side for me, because I won't be there, so Jules will have to bring it down. I'll hope she doesn't drink it all.
Be in my boot, Dr. John. I wouldn't have it in the car with me.
Well, you do have big boots.
With your... with boot... Was that boots?
You obviously missed them.
Honestly, listener. I'd just like to say that coming up at 1pm, there's an inferior show. It's the Business Bunker with the lovely Paul Andrews, who will be answering all your business tweets. So if you're a foodie business or you're an engineering business or any other business, tweet him at Business Bunker. Dr. John.
Well, I was going to say, will you actually be talking as well, or will you be too inebriated after the celebration?
Well, I shall be very stocked. I think what I'll do is, I don't think I could eat that stiletto. It's so beautiful. Did people actually, wouldn't that be sad to chew that heel off?
I made a chocolate giant cupcake last
week. This is Andrea speaking.
For somebody. And they very carefully prized the lid off and took the sweets out of it and things. But really, you need to just get a rolling pin and give it a whack
and
share it out. That's what it's all about.
And what is the sell-by date on my stiletto?
It's into next year.
Okay.
Yeah,
they
I
won't
think
last that.
No, I don't think I labelled it, but it's going to be around March next year.
Fabulous. Okay, guys, so thank you all for tuning in to the Scoff and Quaff show. We'll be with you next Tuesday, same time, 11 to 12. You can tweet us, as usual, at Scoff Quaff or at Jules Serkin or at John Onebill. Remember that we have at Hoodness Horse, who comes on monthly with your view from the bar. If you've got wines, ales, or any pub news, or Morris dancing indeed, do let us know. We'd like to hear your news. And as Dr. John said, next week, who's our sponsor? Do we know yet?
Well, it'll be Tunbridge Farmers Market, and there will be Squirries.
The lovely Squirries. Yes. I say Squirries.
Yes, well, I've been told. Squirries. I keep getting it wrong.
Yeah. And in my background here, we have the lovely Sam. I must just say, first of all, Kent tweet up this Thursday, LinkedIn with Stuart Carpenter talk. It's 10 a.m. at Lenny's Roper Road, Canterbury. Sam, do you want to just say when your next... event is Breakfast Friends?
This Friday we have the MD of Royal Mail Courier Services in Sevenoaks at Coates.
Fabulous. Coates Brasserie. So you've been listening to Scoff and Quaff with me, Dr. John, Kath Pickles, ex-chocolate angel, the lovely Andrea Howardson, and of course Henry Ward from Squarries over there in Westerham. At his children have a lake, you know, to play in. They have a lake. And we will speak to you all very soon. For now, goodbye.
Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.
Work it out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Serkin, Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.